passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. As we enter a new year, consider how you think of and use water.
We need to be doing a whole lot more to conserve water.
Andrew Sansom, research professor of geography at Texas State University in San Marcos and author of the book Water in Texas.
Cities like San Antonio and El Paso have reduced their water consumption per capita by as much as 40%, whereas other cities in Texas, water consumption is continuing to grow. And in years ahead, that won't be economically acceptable.
How we use water at home is vital to conserving the resource.
Well, you know, everything starts at home. I don't water my lawn anymore. We need to be conscious of water every time we turn on the tap, every time we brush our teeth, every time we decide to water our lawn or wash our cars. I know that sounds trite, but the fact is that it's part of the consciousness that I think we need to evolve in order to address the problem.
And part of that consciousness involves providing for the needs of fish and wildlife, and that's tomorrow.
Fish and wildlife are dependent on water, just as we are.
That's our show, with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.